So you have purchased the company, and then you came up with some new drilling techniques.
Yes. Remember now, we were back home. Our rigs were out of Venezuela, out of Canada. And that's when I started moving rigs back to foreign countries, Bolivia, Canada, places that we'd been before. I expanded greatly on international. And I did that because we could make more money there. It was that simple.
Because it was not as costly?
No, it was costly, but you get paid a lot more for the same rig and the same people. So your daily income was nearly double what it was for rigs here in Oklahoma, places like that. So we found it to be highly lucrative. It brings problems. It brings people problems, travel problems, some government problems. But that's part of business, and we had to work with those. You probably remember the Wishard Lemon story. Because we had so many drilling crews around the world, a long ways from their wives and their families, I was greatly worried about their behavior because that involves safety on a drilling rig.
And I'm going to bring that up, and I want to talk about Wishard.
That'd be fine.
Did your company, while you were always serving others, so to speak,
yes,
you were drilling for others, did your company explore yourself for oil?
No, never.
And why is that?
We had an agreement with our customers, who were the big oil companies. I had talked to them about that, and they said, why don't you stay in the drilling and we'll stay in the oil? It ties into so many things, but let's take the North Slope of Alaska and the North Slope where we were very big. Every lease had value to its secrecy. It was rebid and rebid and rebid. You cannot believe the security that existed in Alaska on every well. They made it clear that we were never, ever to get involved in anything, a lease or production in Alaska, if we're going to do their drilling. They had to trust us. They always have. It's never changed.
Because you would have had insider information.
Inside information that would be very valuable to someone else. And it would be information they paid for. That's why we didn't do it.
What were the companies then that you were drilling for?
These were companies different than today a little bit. British Petroleum, Atlantic, Exxon, still different names there depending on what country you're in. There weren't too many on the slope. You ran a lot of rigs for one company is what you did. ARCO was our biggest customer in Alaska. Then there was Sinclair right here out of Tulsa, and we drilled our first wells for them. You couldn't get rigs. There were no rigs in Alaska. And you couldn't get them up there. It was kind of like the Oklahoma land run. It was kind of a mad dash of how we can accomplish this. At that time, Sinclair was based right here. The head of it was Dan Allman. Dan just said, you got to help me and I'll help you. So we went up and bought a big portion of Alaska Airlines. We bought it because they had Hercules aircraft. And that's what it took to move rigs to the North Slope of Alaska. So we kind of cornered the market for a while. We were able to move rigs up there pretty fast, a bunch of them, while the others could not. We stayed with Alaska for 15 or 20 years, and they were good people. I'm talking about the airlines. That proved to be good. I'm very happy.
Your father never thought that you're going to end up buying an airline.
No, no. I was afraid to ask him about that one.